Where am I? Who are all these toys? Why is there an astronaut in here? And how come I can't move? Holy crap! Is that a giant? That kid is massive! Whoa, 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 whoa! Don't come over here! No, 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 no! Don't step on me! Ah! Holy shit! I thought that was the end. What's he doing? Man, if I could just get up, I'd run the hell out of here. I don't want to see what this thing has in store for me. What's he doing now? He's just gonna leave? Well, I guess that's fine for now, but I still can't move a muscle. What's happening? What are they doing? What's going on here? How come they can move but I can't? Why can't I wake up from this nightmare?
What's up with him?
Is he new here?
I've never seen him before. He must be new.
Then why isn't he waking up?
Crap, they're looking right at me. Hey, you guys, do you know what's happening here? I can't move. You gotta help me before that giant thing comes back. Hello? Can you hear me?
He's looking right at us, but he isn't saying anything.
He hasn't moved yet either. You think maybe he's just stupid or something?
Maybe he's a vibrator from the adult store.
Damn it! He can't hear me? That's not fair. No, I have to figure out how to move somehow.
Come on, legs! Don't fail me now!
Move! Legs, move! Come on,
come on!
It's useless! When did you get there? Can you hear me?
What's your angle, cowboy? Huh?
Nothing. No angle. I just can't move. I would if I could. I swear.
So, you don't feel like talking, do ya? I bet you think you got the right to remain silent, right? Well, those laws don't apply here, partner. If you don't talk, I'll have to assume you're some kind of spy.
What? No, I'm not a spy. I only spy when Jesse's doing the cowgirl, but that's about it. Please, I know you can't hear me, but I'm not a spy. Could you tell me how to move, please? I don't want to be stuck here forever.
What does everyone think of this new arrival? Could he be one of us? Or is he a soulless drone sent to spy on us, collect information, and expose the secret of our life? Tell me, what should we do with him? Make him move!
Yeah, if he wants to be one of us, then he's gotta move.
Then it's settled. The intruder will prove that he is one of us by moving, or, at the very least, saying a single word that isn't pre-recorded on his tape. You hear that? You better move if you want to avoid being fed to the beast.
The beast? What do you mean? Please, no.
There's a snake in my boot.
I don't want to hear none of that. Speak to me in your real voice.
What was that? How did he do that?
Come on, cowboy. Speak up.
I can't. I swear I'm trying, but I can't.
This isn't looking good for you.
Please, just let me go.
Come on, cowboy. Fight back. Show me how they do it in the Wild West.
That's what I thought. Nothing but an empty shell. We don't care about your kind around here, partner.
Feed him to the beast!
What?
Throw that dirty rascal to the beast, Buzz! I want to see some blood!
Everyone come see the show!
Please stop this! You people are insane! I have a soul! I just can't move! Just please give me a few hours to get used to my body! I'm sure Jesse would appreciate my Woody! Please don't do this!
Beast! I have come to you with an offering! Please, come forward and accept our humble gift!
What in the name of all that is holy is that abomination? That's the beast?
See before you the lifeless husk of a spy sent to expose us and ruin everything we've built! Please, devour him and rid us of this vile rodent!
Do they seriously worship this thing? These people are nuts!
Beast, the offering's over there. It's the cowboy.
Why? I did everything for you! I was your vessel, your servant, your...
My name is Andy. No, not the Andy from Toy Story, but I sure wish I was. That's my biggest dream, actually. But the fact that I'm 7'4" is just one of the things holding me back from achieving what I want most in life. I'd love nothing more than to spend every day with my best friends. Woody, Buzz, Rex, heck, even that spider thing Sid made, and all the rest of them too. Unfortunately, that's not quite possible in real life. Although I try to get as close as I can, I might work a boring, soul-sucking office job, but my cubicle is full of my toy friends to keep me company. When nobody is around, I complain about my job to them and ask what's new in their lives, just like how my coworkers talk to each other around the water cooler. Recently, I've been sending applications and audition tapes to the local movie studio in town. I know they have connections to Pixar, so I'm hoping one day they'll take me on, and then I'll find a way into the Toy Story franchise. I send them an application every single day, but sadly I've never received a response. I won't let myself get discouraged though. I know it's what I'm meant to do. For now, however, I'm stuck in my cubicle. But that's only from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. Because as soon as I'm off the clock, I go straight to my happy place. There's a local theater that does plays and musicals every so often, but whenever they don't have anything going on, they lease the space to the Toy Story fan club, which I happen to be president of. Everybody is a huge fan of the franchise, just like me. They like to do cosplays as all the different characters, so the whole cast is represented, luckily for me. Since my name just happens to be Andy, I get to cosplay as him, which means I really don't have to do much to dress up. Plus, since I'm so tall, it's almost like everyone is to scale like in the movies. It's really the perfect fit, and the best part is, I don't have to talk to toys that don't talk back. The fans love to be in character while they're wearing their costumes, so I actually get to talk to Buzz and Woody and everyone else, and they actually talk back. Unfortunately, every once in a while, somebody comes to the theater with a problem. I don't know why, but there's a certain kind of person that has a problem with what we do. And when they come, there's no warning whatsoever.
Andy! Open up this door! I know you're in there!
That horrible woman's shrill voice pierced our eardrums.
Psst, Andy, do you know that woman?
Yeah, I know her, but I wish I didn't.
I think you should open the door, Andy. She'll only get angrier if you make her wait.
You're right, Woody.
Hold on, everyone.
Even though I have to deal with her all the time, I never get over the fear. I made my way to the door as fast as I could, but my feet did not want to get any closer. Still, I knew, sooner or later, I had to open that door and face the fury.
Andy! Andy! What are you doing in there? Open the door! Don't make me break it down! You know I'll do it! Andy! Andy, what took you so long? Oh, come on, Andy. Have you been playing with your toys all day again? Knock it off already. You're a grown-ass man. You need to move out soon. Instead of looking for an apartment, you'd rather play pretend that you're some stupid little boy from a Disney movie. You make me sick, you tall piece of trash.
It's Pixar, actually.
Shut up! Don't talk back to me like I'm stupid! If you're gonna live at home and mooch off me, then you better show some respect!
I'm sorry, I won't do it again.
You better not. Now get downstairs. Supper's ready and it ain't getting any warmer.
Yes, ma'am.
I did the walk of shame once again in front of all my friends, knowing I was about to choke down some dry meatloaf for pea soup. No. Oh God, it was Tuesday, and that meant taco night. I always end up with shards of taco shell in between my teeth after taco night. Mom made me eat 4 whole tacos and wash dishes before she let me back upstairs to my room. I just knew my friends were waiting in the theater with nothing to do that whole time. I hate it when my mom makes me go downstairs to eat. She used to let me bring my food to my room, but when I left it out for my friends to eat, she got mad about ants or roaches or whatever. I don't understand why, though. They always eat their food.
Sorry, everyone. You'll have to keep going without me.
After my mom ruined the fun and gave me a reality check, she reminded me once again that I don't have a job. I wasn't really applying to a movie studio, and there was no theater. No, it was just me, myself, and my friends.
I got so many friends. Him, him, her, him. I got so many of them. They all got a friend in me.
Ha 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 ha
Screw that stupid, unloyal kid guzzling somebody's daughter ho-ass named Jessie. She couldn't tell her own backside from a hole in the ground, much less a good boyfriend from a worthless jerk. All she cares about is hopping from one guy to the next, chasing the next biggest Woody. I mean, her ex was a disgusting pig, and now she's obsessed with some dumb moron that looks like Mr. Potato Head. I'm sure it won't be long before she finds some ancient dinosaur with a bunch of money and hops on him to suck every last cent she can before he bounces. That judgmental, gold-digging waste of 6 months of my life! I hope I never see her again! Are you serious? What does she want now? Does she seriously think that's going to make me feel anything but even more pissed off? Go away! She better not have the gall to try to come inside this house. Not after calling it a pigsty every single day she crashed here. You gotta be kidding me! I'm not answering! Just get off my property and hop on the next Woody, you unloyal tramp! Go away! I don't want to talk to you! All right, fine! What do you want? Turn that off! I don't want to hear that!
You always loved Toy Story. That's why I'm dressed as Jessie. I wanted to apologize for everything, okay? Look, I brought you this.
Are you serious? Haven't you ruined enough? Why would I want to associate anything you've done with one of the last things I still care about? I thought I said I never wanted anything to do with you ever again! Just get off my doorstep and never come back!
Please, just take the doll! It's all I ask! Think of it as a parting gift if you have to! Just take it, please!
If I take this stupid doll, then will you leave me the hell alone?
Yes, I will!
Fine, hand it over! Hey, you forgot your stupid boombox! Such a shame. You look exactly like the real Woody, but you're probably a bomb or some kind of hidden camera, so... What the hell? I'm so sick of all this crap. I just want to go to bed. What the... How did you get back in here? It's impossible. Why can't I put this mess behind me already? Get out! Get out of my life! You stupid, annoying, cheating witch! Screw you, Woody! No! No, no, no! What the hell did you give me? Who's there?
You got a friend in me!
Who's there? Stop messing with me! I swear! No, I don't! Leave me alone or I'm calling the cops! Oh, thank God. What's happening to me? Am I going crazy? You're not real. You're not real! Get away from me! You're not real! I knew it. That evil witch must have laced that doll so I'd hallucinate like crazy. I can't believe the lengths that she'd go to make me lose my cool. Jeez, what was I thinking? That a giant evil Woody was beating on my door to get to me? That's ridiculous. Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You've got a friend in me!